Welcome to the Sublime Femme podcast, where we delve into the wellness side of enlightening your life and igniting your soul fire to blaze with passion, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration for you to live in divine wellness. I'm Irena Gian. If you want to live a healthier, happier, and more purpose life, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Welcome, beauty. So today I want to speak on the big obsessive myth around menopause in our times and how much we are ageless if we choose to do so, because menopause is a time that, in my experience and seeing hundreds and thousands of women I have worked with, it's a moment of choice. And we need to be very conscious when we choose, because at this point of our life, we really choose if we want to live ageless, feeling vibrant, and beginning a new chapter in our life, really new chapter in our life, which implies that we take our lives in our hands. And taking our life in our hands means that we take our well-being in our hands. We get to know our body, we get to know what our body is telling us. We start to listen deeply, and we learn how to listen to our body's messages. And I'm going to expand about that in a while. But the other option is that we get obsessed with the myth that society is telling us that this is the end, because there is such an obsession now with the symptoms. And you know, whatever you put your attention on becomes stronger. Whatever you take your attention out from, you take the power away from that thing. So whatever I put my attention in, I give it my power. I give my power away. And this, if it's for something positive, like a desire or a dream or an intention, then it is this power that I give there is what will make it happen. But if I'm giving the power away to a pain or to a sadness or to anger or to fear, then I start to sink, because I'm becoming powerless in the hands of something that is very powerful, like anger or fear or even the symptoms of menopause. So we're going to expand on this and see today and talk a little bit about, and that what is necessary that we understand and that we do to take our life in our hands and make our choice. Because either we take the choice or we let just these symptoms take the upper hand in our life, and then what happens is we begin to age and become bitter. So you will see very clear around you in the world that you know, after you go through perimenopause, if you look around you, you will see women that are either shining and calm, and you see a wise woman who is really vibrating with a very light aura and really in her power, like a priestess, or you will see women that are really bitterness shows in their face. Because at this state also of life, everything starts to show in your face, because our wrinkles, are just as an expression of who we are on a daily basis, right? And the posture that the body starts to take as we age also reveals our inner world, the way we walk, the way we speak. So we need to make a choice, or we're going to be taken by gravity, because what is happening is like there is this gravitational pull continually in life, right? And at gravity, it's heavy, right? It works on the heaviness that we have, and it starts to pull us down in all ways, physically down. You know, gravity, what is happening as we start to age, also with the body. We need to accept these things and act accordingly to how we want to feel. There is no way we are not going to age, because this is the law of life, right? As much as we try to not age, we are disconnecting from ourselves. So if we want to feel joyful and connected, we need to accept the process of aging and take the appropriate steps to age as gracefully as we can, feeling vibrant, because we can feel supple and vibrant and agile and light and also joyful from within. As we age, we can feel, if we choose to and do what we need to do, like there is a involvement in becoming and staying alive and vibrant as we age. Or we start to let our body fall apart, we start to take hormones and antidepressives to keep going in life numb. But I want to remind you that when perimenopause and menopause comes, at the pace that our life and the longevity that we have due to medicine and all the modern developments, menopause is only half of our life. So we cannot afford to live the rest of the half of our lives not feeling nice and not feeling good in our own skin. So this is the theme for today, which it's something I was not planning to talk about, but I feel it's so relevant to this moment for all of us. Even if you are like 35 or 40 years old, you need to be informed on these things, because the earlier you take your life in your hands and your balance in your hands, because if you don't have balance and stability, you cannot make the right choices, right? So the younger you take your life in your hands, the more light and the more prepared and the more swiftly and gracefully and with ease you're gonna go through this stage, through this transition, because menopause is just a transition into a new phase in your life. See it like a bridge. So what you will do as you cross that bridge, or what you're going to do before you arrive to that bridge, will determine how you're going to feel after you get out of that bridge. So first of all, I want us to do away with the idea that perimenopause and menopause are a catastrophic event, because this is what we get from the media and from the world. Yes, they are simply a natural transition into a new season of our life. And this is a season where we can enjoy who we have become, because at this point we have a lot of experience. So we need to embrace our experiences and through those experiences, we have become wise. So let's use this wiseness that we have become to live our life like priestesses, like divine women, because this is the divinity of being a woman, arriving at this stage and being able to inspire other women and to help other women and to really be the wise woman who lives with a purpose that goes much beyond the physical appearance. So it's a moment to embrace your experiences, to discover your new purpose in life, because you are turning the page, you are crossing the bridge. It's a time to help others, to celebrate the beauty and appreciate the beauty of life, and to start living in a different way, finding meaning now within yourself and defining who you are from the inside out, instead of defining yourself from your external appearance, starting to really feel your soul shining through. Because at this stage, people don't look at you anymore, or you don't look at you, and you don't look beautiful because of your external appearances as much as a woman who is happy and is smiling and her soul shines through. This is actually what makes us beautiful at this age. How at ease we are within ourselves, how well we are feeling within ourselves, no matter what is happening. We need to arrive at this stage and touch the inner joy of being alive and having all this experience that we have. So finding meaning within yourself and defining who you are from the inside out. Because remember that life is about much more than just this physical body. There is so much more to explore within yourself. And the nice thing is that this exploration comes with surrender. The moment you surrender to this phase of your life with gratitude for having come all this way you have come, all the knowledge that you need to continue in a graceful way to live your body and to touch into this inner joy that you have is available to you. So let's take a moment when you arrive there. And if you are there, take a moment now to ask yourself, what do you really desire now in your life? So you can embrace this new chapter of your life with curiosity and openness. And we've been talking about desire. You know, desire is the drive for life. So this is a moment, if you have seen many couples get divorced around 50 years old after their children have grown up and left the house, because it's a time that men and women recapitulate on their life. It's like the middle age crisis, right? We hear a lot say about that. So it's very important that now we have like an update with ourselves and we really re-ask ourselves again, what do I really desire? How do I really want to live? What is what that I really aspire for the next stage of my life, you know, and journal on it and really sit and contemplate on this. Because this is your drive, and based on that, you will make your choices. And we have been given a body that is a powerhouse. It's so wise, it's so perfect It's just like the earth itself. It's continually regenerating. It's continually finding ways to change and evolve and fertilize and gestate new ideas, new desires. Our bodies go through seasons and continually renew, just like the fertile ground, just like the earth. So this one, and you know very well, because we have the seasons, we have seasons that go, like, let's say that a season is a cycle, right? A season is a cycle. And in life, everything is cyclical. So we have the cycle of the day, we have the cycle of the week, we have the cycle of the month and the moon cycle. And we know very well that as women, we go through this 28-day cycle all our life. And we have changes within these 28 days. We change so much, so many times, and again through all our life. Emotionally, physically, and of course mentally, because physical and emotional affect the mental and vice versa. So these are already seasons. Within the moon cycle, there is the season of the moon that is getting full. There is the season of the ovulation. There is of the peak of the moon, the full moon. Then there is the season of the waning moon. And then there is the season of the new moon. So you have four seasons within the moon cycle. And in these four seasons, we go through different energetics in our body. We have different level of energy, different emotions. Everything changes in us. The same happens with the seasons. The seasons of the earth, which is the sun cycle, actually, are affecting our body in the same way that the moon is. Because we are made exactly from the five elements that the earth is made. So this body that is a powerhouse is just like the earth. It is affected by the seasons, by the moon, by the sun, and by the elements that are the composition of our body. We need to understand these things if we want to live in wellness and in balance. And to be able to listen and use these seasons, when we are aware of them, to balance our body and bring stability. What happens when we enter into menopause is that because of the hormonal changes, one more time in our life, we lose our stability. In the same way, we lose the stability every time we're waiting for our period when we are younger. We lose our stability when we're entering perimenopause and during the whole transition through. The transition is perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. Like, this is a bridge to your new stage. When this is over, then you are already recalibrated into your new you. So see what a big opportunity it is to recreate yourself, but now with all the experiences that you have, with the family that you have created, with the career that you have created, with whatever you have created in your life. And on top of that, you have so much time now to do whatever you want, whatever you like. So why see this period and this stage like a disaster and not as an opportunity? You see, we can see the glass half empty or half full, and this is also our choice. Everything is a choice. So when we tune into our body's natural cycles, we can connect with the flow of life and feel amazing. We need to inform ourselves. we need probably to learn about these things and how to calibrate our body with the seasons and with the sun and the moon to feel vibrant and to gain stability and balance again. Because when we enter this stage, we need to find a new balance. The balance and the way we used to find balance before is no longer serving us. Now we need to learn new lifestyle, new way of living, new way of calibrating. And this implies a lot of self-knowledge and inner listening. So when we tune into our body's natural cycles, we can connect with the flow of life and feel amazing. Just like nature, our bodies have their own cycles, and we need to feel these cycles. And when we come into balance and stability, what happens is that we start to listen to the voice of our bodies telling us what is good and what is bad for us, what is serving us to feel vibrant and balanced, and what is not serving us, what is toxic for us, not only food, but what situations, what context is toxic for us, and really continually choosing. This is a part of being wise, of accessing your wise woman inside of you, is the ability to make the choices on time and set boundaries for yourself, clear boundaries. Like, say no to everything that is draining your energy. And learn, the other point is that we need to learn how to replenish our body. As you touch perimenopause, your body starts sending you messages through the symptoms, for example. The symptoms of the body of perimenopause, for example, the insomnia, the hot flashes, the anxiousness, the overweight, the fat that your body is accumulating, is all messages, are all the symptoms, but are all the messages that your body is giving you to tell you you need to address this issue. It's not telling you take hormones to stop and change the hormonal change in your body. There is a reason why we are changing in this way. Because when we stop this hormonal change that is happening by taking artificial hormones, synthetic hormones, we are unbalancing all the natural way that the body has to balance itself to the new stage of life. And maybe you will feel temporarily better, artificially better, just like you take an antidepressant, but this will have other consequences and side effects and risks for your body, for your mind, and for your whole being, because it's just reversing something that is meant to be. So the symptoms are like a gentle nudge to take care of yourself, to find your new balance, and to slow down and prioritize your wellness, to strengthen your body, and to learn how to replenish your energy and to learn new ways of being with yourself, of listening to yourself. I could talk for hours about these things. Now, some things that are very, very important for us to find well-being, one thing is to tune to start to understand and tune to the cycles of the seasons, the sun and the moon, and to learn about how to balance the elements within ourselves, which Ayurveda help us to do that. Because Ayurveda is all, and yoga are all about the energetic alignment of the elemental balance of the elements within ourselves. And that's why we do purification in yoga and Ayurveda as the first thing, which is an integral detox to balance these elements within our body, so we can feel balanced and stable. So this is number one thing we need to do. Second thing we need to do is to really stop running and burning ourselves out, because this is depleting our storage of energy. This is a time in life when we have to prioritize in learning how not to deplete our energy. That's why you see so many women that are either in burnout or adrenal fatigue, because they ignore the messages of their bodies to slow down and balance and replenish. So we need to understand and listen and slow down to listen when we need rest, when we need movement, because we need both. Third, we need to make wise movements with our body on a daily basis to keep our joints mobile, to activate our metabolic fire, to strengthen our body, because we start to lose muscle density and bone density. So we need to exercise to strengthen our muscles to support our body. We need to supplement ourselves correctly and start to eat only things that are necessary for our body to stay really healthy and strong and light and vibrant. So there is a formula to it that you need to learn to find this new balance within yourself. And I tell you that you can feel, I feel better. I will tell you about myself. I am now 56 years old and I feel more light, more energized, more joyful, more calm, more at ease and good in my own skin than I felt at 25 or 26. I'm not disturbed. I feel calm and I feel harmony in my life. And this doesn't mean that I don't have issues and problems in my life, and because life is life and things are happening. But by learning all these things that I'm telling you right now, no matter what is happening outside, it's not making you lose your stability and your balance and this inner joy that is inherent to you. And this is true freedom, and this is true fulfillment. And this is true love. This is when you start to love yourself, when you start to understand and to know these things and to make this inherent joy arise from within you. This is self-love. So I'm expanding, I'm going, you know, to many themes that I would like to talk about, but I cannot expand on everything today. So sometimes, no matter how you feel, if you can get your body, your mind, and your energy involved doing a particular practice, then you can shift into a new way of being in just a few moments with the right practices. For example, breath work is something that immediately shifts, balances your nervous system, regulates your nervous system, connects you to yourself, allows you to listen and see what you need in the moment. It makes you have the capacity to choose, because you take a little bit distance from things and you can see things clearly when you do these practices. And if you manage to make this part of your life, then you make that space of inner joy and contentment your new normal. It becomes part of you. So another factor that is very important is that you make the knowledge that you need in order to help you navigate this time with ease and with grace, and to find the connection to yourself, your desires, the clarity that you need. And then to be consistent and to know that this is your grounding. Doing these practices is a way of life, is a new way of life that will give you the joy. It's not something that it's like going to the gym and doing it. So the system of pranayama and breathwork, for example, and the yoga practices give you the possibility to stay connected to your life force, to your inherent life force, your joy of living, and the clarity of your mind. So this is the one thing that you can incorporate from today and start doing it. You know, I'm offering a free embodied breath course that you can take at any moment and start incorporating this into your life and see the changes if you are consistent in doing it day in, day out. And the other thing is understanding and learning about how your system, how your body works, what food is good for you, what temperature is good for you, what clothes benefit your system. For example, I cannot wear any more tight clothes because they suffocate me. I only wear organic clothes and loose clothes because this gives me freedom and ease in myself. I choose to wear this kind of clothes. I only wear leggings if I'm teaching a class, but I cannot be with leggings and synthetic stuff sticking to my body anymore because it doesn't let my body breathe. And this is not good at this stage of my life for me to feel nice. So you see, there is choices you need to make in your wardrobe, in your kitchen, in your habits, in the times you go out in the sun, in everything you do. Because every little detail adds up to your well-being or to your not feeling well or aggravating your sense of the symptoms, for example. So understanding and learning about how your system works and get to know your body and your mind and your emotions by doing self-inquiry, journaling, and observation so well, so you can align and nurture your rhythms and live happier and healthier life. And you can learn to use these systems for your life and happiness, and that is what I believe that I am offering very well in my coaching programs. That I teach a framework and I give you the tools you need to embody these practices as a way of living life at its fullest while experiencing passion, ease, and grace. So imagine this, after all that we have talked about today, as you focus on creating wellness, stability, and balance, physically, mentally, emotionally, but we start always from the physical, from the 3D dimension of our life, and we start to generate inner clarity through doing that, you will start to release yourself from suffering, because joy, true joy, will start building from within you. Through self-care and dedication, and this will make you also start to feel resilience. Because when we are committed to our well-being, we learn, we embody what we start to apply in our life, and this starts to give us resilience, which builds also trust in life and trust in us and trust in nature and our cycles of life. And this lights up our passion for life, because only by doing this, we are so involved that we start to become passionate just about waking up in the morning and breathing and living. And we start to feel really sublime. And I really love this word sublime. That's why I made a whole program. My premium program is called Sublime. Because this is being in an elevated stage of grace, wiseness, and resilience. This is what sublime means. And feeling vibrant, radiant, but from within yourself, not out of makeup. Which doesn't mean that we don't want makeup and we don't want to do whatever makes us feel beautiful, right? But the most important thing is how we feel within ourselves, because we are and we attract and we create whatever we are feeling within ourselves. And do you want to wake up each morning feeling vibrant, light, and creative? Me, oh yes, and I'm doing so. So I will tell you a little bit how is my schedule before I finish this episode. I wake up in the morning, like at this moment, I just open my eyes, no alarm. I wake up in the morning 5:30, and I wake up in the morning at that time because at that time the light starts to come outside and the sun is about to rise, and I have aligned my body with the cycle of the sun, and the sun is waking me up. Then the cycle is waking me up. So I wake up, and instead of looking at my phone, because this is the moment that you are in alpha state, I practice gratefulness. I turn to my right side and I get up off my bed and I go and drink my water with honey and turmeric in the morning, holding with both hands the water and focusing on love and joy as I drink this water. And then I take my cushion and my coat and I go outside and I walk 200 meters up the cliff here outside my home, and I sit down on the ground to see the sunrise. And I put my hands together in pranam in front of my heart, and I just stay there waiting for the sun to come up, looking at the rays of the sun, looking at the grass, looking at the sea, feeling the wind, whether it's cold, it's windy, there is clouds, no clouds, I'm there because this makes me feel connected and grounded. Then I come inside my home and I do my morning practices. I do my breathwork practice. I do my affirmations and I do my meditation and I do my physical yoga practices. I personally practice 4 hours in the morning. You don't need to do that. Only with doing half an hour to 1 hour of dedicating to yourself before you start your day, it's a blessing and it really transforms your life and brings you into that state of balance, stability, and wellness. Then, after that, I go for a 20-minute walk. and then I go to work. So this is how my day starts. And I eat only twice a day, because at this stage of life, the best is that you eat only twice a day. So you do intermittent fasting, which means you let 6 to 8 hours between these two meals. You eat well, you eat food that you can digest easily, so you feel light, but you eat everything that you need for your body to be strong, for your bones. I supplement myself, and this I will talk in another talk, which are the supplements that you need and everything. And I go to sleep early. I go to sleep 10, 10:30, maximum 11, I'm sleeping. And this is how my cycle goes. And I feel this joy within myself. No matter what is happening, I feel vibrant. I feel good because I am connected. And I know when it's a full moon, and I fast twice a month before the full moon and the new moon to let my body rest. And if I have accumulated toxins, to leave my body. And I do a purification, the cleanse and reset program that I have. I do it twice a year for 21 days to cleanse my body from toxins. Also, this we can talk another day. Now, I want to tell you, I've got 2 scholarship spots left for my premium wellness coaching program. Doors are closing very soon. If you are interested in learning all these practices and in feeling sublime and in entering this stage of your life with grace and with ease, or if you want to get on a call with me and see which other program is better for this stage of your life and this moment to learn these practices from now and move on with grace and feeling balanced and stable, I'm here for you. So if you are ready to jump in and start feeling absolutely amazing, just connect with me. I will see you in the next episode, sending you so much love and so much grace.